Hey, good morning and good Erev Shabbos to everybody. So, of course, Shishi of Akiv has the second parasha of Kriyat Shema, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, and we find the pasuk Kisham Lachem Ben Yiftel Levavchem V'Saratem Avatem Elohim Achirim V'Shtachavisem Lohem. And Rashi quotes from Chazal Ben Yiftel Levavchem Kevan Shesar Adam Minatara Kevan Sheparish Adam Minatara. Right, Harehu Oved Avodas Alilim. This perspective is a few years in coming. I had a conversation a number of years ago that I found distressing then. It has not abated in my mind, where a person from community said to me that, you know, in their minds, you know, we've made too much of Limud HaTorah. So I rebelled then, maybe not Birmachi Varai, I hope I didn't show it outwardly because it would not have been a Davar HaNishma. But there's a deep, deep, deep misunderstanding that Chazal were trying to warn us about. Dehainu, this person thought, was that, okay, Limud HaTorah, it's nice to know an extra Ramban and Mitzvah, but okay, you know, not so important, but it's important for people to maybe observe and be part of the Jewish community. And there's a total lack of understanding is what Chazal are trying to tell us. Hisham lechem pen yiftel levavchem, and a person forget about Talmud Torah, qua Talmud Torah, and Torah Lishma, and why Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, and mitoch chach atamakir, mishamer v'hayah olam, and all of our ava and yira depends on it. And, you know, take it from the Rambam and Hilchos Kriyat Shema itself, v'talmudo shehu ha'ikar ha'gadol she'akol taloi bo, so I don't need to defend my position beyond that. But if I was simply to take a pragmatic approach, leaving aside all of those things which are true and critical, the fact of the matter is, and the fact of the matter remains, that without Limud HaTorah, without immersion in Torah, people assimilate into what the general society is. So Bizman HaTorah, that meant Avodah Zarah. Once the Kadosh Baruch Hu took away the Yetzer for Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin Berak HaChilek famously describes, and the Gemara in Yuma as well, so then it meant taking on whatever the fads, the cultural fads of the ambient society are in any direction, whatever political party I affiliate with, that's my hashkafa, in both directions, and that is a travesty. And that comes when a person isn't immersed in Torah. That's what Chazal means. When you're not assimilating the Torah worldview, so you just assimilate whatever the generic worldview is without even realizing it. And in those days, it meant doing Avodah Zarah proper. And in our days, it means parroting the kind of, from both directions, the kinds of, you know, things that are utterly incompatible with Torah that, again, in our partisan climate, you know, from one standpoint, the complete degradation of MS, and from the other extreme along the spectrum, complete, almost in the utter disregard for traditional values. So, this is, an acceptance of that is, you know, like axiomatically true. So I think one of the things that we have to be very aware of is that Chazal weren't exaggerating. It sounds like, you know, a little bit hyperbolic of Kevan Shepor Shad Min HaTorah, you know, Reyu Ovid Avodah Zarah, but it really is the case that absent an affirmative worldview that the Torah and only the Torah can provide, Hafochba V'Hafochba D'Chol Abba, so once, once that has been eviscerated, so then what is left for a person to adopt other than the, you know, the ambient Weltanschauung, which in many cases, the vast majority of cases, even though there's plenty that we can find to identify with, can be fundamentally adversarial to our values and our interests. And small wonder then that, people underestimate the significance of Limud HaTorah and the Chashivas HaTorah when already a priori they've adopted what is in essence an assimilationist worldview of one stripe or another.